একমেক রেগুলার স্কুল ইজ এখানে সলভ দ্যার আর স্টিল দে ক্যান নট সলভ দ্যার সিম্পলি প্লিজ ইজ সাম হোয়াট ইজ কলড টেম্পোরারি সাকসেস দ্যাটস অল দ্য আলটিমেট সাকসেস ইজ নট দ্যার ইন ফ্যাক্ট প্রফেসর আইনস্টাইন হি ওয়াজ ভেরি বিগ scientist, but he could not solve his death. He was a dog.
Crazy.
He has to die. He could not solve his death. And he is a big scientist. What kind of scientist is that?
Boy.
The real problem remains unsolved.
That's his blindness.
Huh? No, that is Askez. They do not see the real problem. Neither are they able to solve it. They are simply happy by some, just like child. The child, he wants to play whole day long, does not care. Like that. The human life is meant for making a perfect solution of all problems. That they do not care. There are some temporary benefits. They are very well used and known as scientists.
But they said that is ideal, that cannot be attained.
That's all right. But if it can be attained, then if you do not know, then you are foolish. You say that cannot be attained. But I say it is possible. Shastra says, Krishna says.
Understand Krishna
and next life you become eternal. This is Krishna consciousness. Simply if you go to a temple and see Krishna, still believer. Don't do anything. Don't talk anything. Simply see Krishna. It is so easy. Simply see Krishna and take Krishna's prasadam and live comfortably and next life you go to back to home. Back to
home.
So simple.
Who from Kattamavya?
Yes, very good. Yes. Sushi from Kattamavya. Another facility, if you cannot finish your Krishna's job, then whatever you have done, that is forward. Next life will begin from there. Nothing is lost. Abhayam. Abhayam. Permanent.
It's a wonderful offer by Krishna.
What does it mean to finish?
Huh?
What does it mean to finish?
Finish means fully. You do not know anything except Krishna. That is.
Pure devotee.
Pure devotee. That's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has no other business than Krishna. Everything. That is the ideal perfection. Sunnaitam jagasadvam govinda virahinam. Everything is greater and without. That's what it is. So that determination will come automatically when you are advanced.
It's wonderful to hear you talk about this.
Krishna is wonderful, either I talk or you talk. He is wonderful. Sweet meat is sweet, either you give or I give. It is sweet.
Yes.
Scientists still try to understand that Krishna has given us the metal, Krishna has given us the intelligence. Now we have prepared nice airship and Krishna has given us the sky to fly. Appreciate like that. Then you have Krishna consciousness. Actually that is the fact. If there is no sky, where do you fly? You are scientifically advancing. And if there is no metal, how could you manufacture? If you have no intelligence, how could you do it? So everything is given by Krishna, we are denying Krishna. How fool you are to see. This is Krishna Bhakti. Simply accept that everything is given by Krishna. Yes, it lies. That is Krishna.
Only when Krishna takes it away, then they turn to him.
Oh, God.
See,
Krishna wants that much, that he accepts. That all facilities are given by me. That's much. Huh? Yeah. That's a nice fact. But that is that. Bhunam Janmanavan say. Those are rascals. They'll have to be. But after many, many bars. Not in you. They'll suffer. They'll have to go through so many species of life. And one day they'll come to the understanding. Yes. Vasudeva Sarun. Everything is Krishna. Some Atma, that Mahatma is very rare. Very rare.
In the Indian somebody can't tell, but I tell him that Mahatma is not manufactured. Krishna says what Mahatma means. That is, anybody who takes it to Krishna class is Mahatma.
Yes.
Anybody who is not Krishna class is however great, maybe he will die, but he's not.
No. He's a good speaking. Come on, yeah. Maya Vidagyan, Asuri Bhavas, Mogasa Mogukar. What is your theory?
So far you just made...
Do you think that God is under theory?
God is under theory, citizen. They think so. They can talk. They make up God.
Mm-hmm. If you make up God, then is there God? If God is subjected to your manufactured process, what kind of God is?
Largely, they've come to realize that, so they've turned away from even discussing God. They use their theology simply to make comments about the world situation. Theology today, they do not even discuss deity.
Sometimes they argue that God has revealed himself within my heart, so I don't need to read any books because I have a special connection with God.
Your revelation and my revelation are different, right?
Well, because God has so many different aspects that he reveals a different aspect to everyone.
That is their argument.
Yes.
What is the standard of that aspect? Just like in the material world we see somebody richer than father. This is also aspect of material situation. So, if one is millionaire, he is better than a person who has got a few coins. Similarly, your realization of God and my realization of God different. So I may be better realized than what is that theology?
Well, today, Prabhupada, most of the literature is written on subjects of death of God, an eclipse of God, the fact that the people in general, it's a secular society, and no one is even discussing God.
That means their faith, after discussing, when they could not find out, actually, what is God, they have given up the idea. Failure.
They think of it as actually a maturity. We needed to talk about God when we were infants, and now we are
maturity
advanced.
Maturity must be what is our standard. Oh, if it is mature. Mature means we must see the real standard. That is mature. But if nobody of you can give the what is the real standard, then how is it mature? 21 control. What do you think? That you have gained the final conclusion. That's why in scientific theory. All the scientists come into conclusion. Yes, this is it.
It's just an excuse because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. That's it.
I'm sure.
I'm not sure that is, yes.
Even though at most they say God just means goodness or truth.
But they do not know what is their goodness. They have no knowledge. What is the standard of goodness? Somebody is cutting the throat, he is also good. And somebody is very sober, he is also good. So what is the standard of goodness?
Not to be argued about.
Huh?
Most of them make vague references and emotional pleas for goodness and honesty.
What is that honesty and what is that goodness? They must give some definition.
You summed it up very nicely, Srila Prabhupada, but you call him this juggler of words.
Yeah. Very scientific.
Just over.
So, what is the standard of goodness according to your scientific view?
They say just don't, if someone does what he likes and doesn't hurt anyone else, that's good.
They don't do that.
Huh?
If I just do it, if I do my thing for God, but I don't hurt anyone, that's good.
They have no definition of standard of goodness.
Many times they say that.
I know. Many times. This is bad. They have no standard. But we have a definition of God. That is the difference. What is our definition?
Being controller.
That person who's complete all six opulences.
Yes.
Total fullness.
Yes.
That is it. Bhagavan.
Bhagavan. Oh, you said just a samadras. Be just a dasasriya. They are no way to have by exchange. Sarayiti bhagavan.
Who said that is imagination?
Why do you mean? Just like. I am a man. I have got $100. He has got $1,000. He has got $4,000, $5,000. In this way, you see comparative. One is richer than another. Then why there shall not be somebody who is the richest of all? You see, practically. How can you say? There is that. Power. Strength. You are stronger than me, he is stronger than you, he is stronger than like that. But if he finds somebody, then nobody is stronger than he. Education, beauty, all the six opulences you compare, because we see comparative. So there must be somebody ideal. Above whom, there is no more education, no more wisdom, no more riches, no more beauty.
Good,
they are hesitant. Huh? That is the position. We see comparative superlative in our experience.
They said the concept of God is just imagination.
Imagination?
That is it.
Why imagination?
You see,
that in these six items, we see practical world that there are superlative comparisons. So when it comes to the top of superlative degree, there is a
system, what they call scientific integrity, which roughly translated means anything that they can't perceive through their gross senses, they can't accept as being a fact.
You see, well, everyone can, any child can accept. What is that?
Well, they say if there was a God, he would be perceivable through everyone, whether they believed in him or not.
Yes, it is every level. This is common formula. That we see comparative study of these six opulences, when it is topmost study of.
But they say we cannot literally see that embodied in any one person.
But you can see, but you have no eyes to see something where so many riches person. We have not seen, but you must be admitted. They say in your country, Rocky Pillar. It does not mean one has not heard about Rocky Pillar. Therefore, it does not exist.
Rockefeller is constantly having to prove and assert.
No, prove to you, prove to me, but there are many who does not know. So that does not mean that Rockefeller is not existing. Your limited sense cannot approach. Therefore, you cannot say that the thing is not existing. That is another aspect.
On the other hand, I say, what you can't see, you cannot say.
I can't say, why I cannot say? I'm saying that this man is richer than this man. This man is richer than this. So go on, study. But if you cannot study, you cannot approach, that is your inefficiency. But there is existing, actually. This man is educated than this man. This man is educated than this. That's all. I know, who is that highest educated? That you do not see, that does not mean he is not existing. There must be, because this state is going on. How can I deny this?
We cannot see, but someone else can see.
Yes.
Krishna says you have manifest.
Yes. You may not have seen something, but I have seen. Natural. That is natural. He's a big man. He reveals to his confidence and selfies. Not to everyone.
At this point, just like Guru Maharaj, he says you cannot understand that he's God unless you believe in him.
Huh? Yes. That is it. Everyone is God. But, there is comparative God. He cannot say that he has good God as Krishna.
Oh, he says that. He says he is Krishna.
No, why? You have not shown any lifting of Govardhan Hill.
You have to believe in him to see it.
Why can I believe? You are present, you show me.
So if you believe in him.
No, I cannot believe. You show me. Then I believe.
Well, that's the thing about Krishna. They say, well, bring Krishna here. And
Krishna is not present. But you say that you are present. So you show me. Krishna is not present. But you are present. You respect, show me. Then I shall believe.
Well, I was just using that as a comparison to...
No, why comparison? Then everyone is God.
So what I mean?
I want to see that you have got the opulence of God. You are the richest. You are smuggling, and you are richest. You rascal, you smuggle, and you are richest. I kick on your face. now I challenge you. I shall kick on your face. You save yourself. You say you are God. You save yourself.
Yes, probably they could try to meet Krishna.
They applied that key.
Fine.
That rascal could not save himself. And it's gone.
But I was not using the comparison in that sense. The sense I was using him, to a scientist, if you tell him you have to believe in Krishna to realize he's God.
No, it is not belief. It is fact. It is not because that I...
But the disciples of Guru Maharaj say the same thing.
Why?
They say they've seen Guru Maharaj lifting Govardhan Hill, and they've seen his universal form.
No, Govardhan Hill, and he lifted everyone's heart.
Yeah. Well, that's the scientists want to see it also.
Yeah.
Believe in Krishna.
Same. But proven. Then everyone says that I have got some disciple. I can say also. I am God. My disciples have seen it. Believe me.
So that's why they won't believe in Krishna. They know that everyone can say that.
They are accepted by the higher authority.
Okay.
All the things.
Where are the higher authority?
They don't accept Shastra. Krishna lived
over
1,000 years ago.
I like that. They do not believe this Shastra.
They believe in Alexander the Great and John Walking. Why don't they believe in Krishna?
Yes.
They never tell their
foolishness. Somebody has seen Jagavan. Why not, sir?
George Washington is a mundane figure, imperfect.
Yeah. Why mundane figure? Because we have got picture of Jagavan. Thus, we have got picture of Krishna. That's all. You think Jagavan is in fact because you see the picture of, that's all. So we see daily the picture, the photo, the statue.
Well, they may accept Krishna as a person, but not as God.
Huh?
They may accept Krishna.
Yeah, Krishna is person. Krishna is person. God is person. That he accepts. God is person. God is not imperfect. God is person. That's a fact.
The demons at Krishna's time could not even accept him as God. What do you think of the demons now?
Therefore, they say, what is the fractional objectivity?
This is Jagadishan. God has shown himself, exhibited himself. He married 16,000 wives. Oh, where is that person who can marry 16,000 wives and expand himself in 16,000 bodies? Where is that person?
I say no such person exists.
Therefore, he is there. He is God. It's a perfect
fact. They say he never did that.
He did it.
They say they don't believe in
that. There is a mention in the history.
George Washington didn't do anything without
God. Well, out of confession, he has no power to do. He has no power to do. No, he has no power to do that. Like that you have the power. That is the difference between you and God.
In other words, God is like me, then I accept him as God. If he's not like me, then he's not God.
Yeah. That doesn't mean
no, they say God is absolute, and he has to be obvious to everyone.
Yes, he's everyone. But
it's like the sun comes up. The sun's obvious to everyone, whether they believe in
him. Yes, but who is in the room? Closing the room. How you can see?
If they're asleep.
Huh? If somebody's sleeping, just like owl, he cannot see. The sun. The sun is a fact, but the owl cannot see.
The owl can see if it looks at it.
Yes, but therefore if you look, then you'll see.
Well, they think they're looking.
No, they're not looking. Not in the process.
And God is also obvious to them in different manifestations.
Yes.
Birth, death, old age, disease, the sea, sun, the moon, the stars, the planet.
No, there are also different manifestations. No need to accept that to God.
Well, there are different manifestations of that. Like, you don't know the sun's planet in its full details. You just know
that there is... No, this sun, here it is not fully rising. But there is some place. Sun is now full place. But because you are here, you cannot say. The sun cannot be full place. But that's a fact. Now, in India, not India, somewhere else, the sun is now 12 o'clock. Is it not?
Why?
Yes. That's time difference. But they are saying, oh, sun is so full-fledged, so shiny. You are not seeing. That is your inefficiency.
But they're able to experience that by their traveling.
Yes, so you feel trouble, you also experience. You just say. Then you also experience. You don't say that you are unable to, but if you adopt the process, you also know.
There's a large group today, Srila Prabhupada, called humanists. And they have decided that this concept of God, oh, it is not very useful. We can solve all the problems ourselves.
You see, humanists, they are professing humanists and they're killing so many human beings. These are all escapists.
Skepticism?
No.
Escaping.
Escaping?
Escaping?
Yes, escaping. They could not find any, solace. Now, humanity. What they can do? There are so many people suffering in the human society. What they can do? Suppose they are opening hospitals. Huh? Is that guarantee for a cure of disease or no death? Then what is the humanity? You cannot do anything. You may advertise yourself, open somebody advertisement as hospitals and beds, but what you can do? Is that guarantee that there will be no disease and everyone will be cured, nobody will die? Then what is it? Humanity.
Well,
you cannot do anything.
The best use of the bad bargain.
That's all right. But that is not perfect idea. That you want to make people happy. That is human decision. Or what is that? So, can you make everyone happy? Is that a guarantee?
Well, they said life means happiness and sadness.
That's all right. Then what is your meaning of this humanity? Yeah. that is going on. Without your attempt, that is going on. No, without your attempt, somebody has become rich. Just on his part. It is due to your help. A man is born immediately, maybe not. So, it is not your humanity you are. He has got it. And similarly, a man is immediately turned into pauper. You cannot say this. So, what is the meaning of your humanity? You cannot do anything. Vivekananda is crying, so many. They are feeling the collective burden, eating themselves. Garibdra Narayana. All the Garibdras are lying on the street. So, these are only humbugs. It has no meaning. He cannot do anything.
Actually, there's so many Srila Prabhupada advocating so many birth control and so many things, and they say this is
simply rascal. Adanta Govi Vishdanta Vishra. They are going to the darkest region. Because they are killing, they will have to suffer. That they do not know. Amnagatan Vijupaniyamar. The blind man going forward will fall under the ditch. So, this is their rascalism.
Can a person who eats meat, can he obtain a human birth?
Huh?
He must be put back into animal species. Meat eaters.
Knowingly, he'll become animals and he'll be killed.
So that means back to all the population.
Yes. That animal will become mad and he can kill him. He will become mad. It is karma bandha. Jagyata karma natra lupayam karma bandha. Jagyata in his yoga. Sometimes there is a recommendation of animal sacrifice. Except that you are bound up. You have to be killed.
And plus, the meat eating also leads to many other sinful activities too, right?
Huh?
The meat eating leads to many other sinful activities.
Yes, like, naturally. Meat eating means his demon. Demon means his act in so many ways, demonic way, and he will be completed one after another. This is humanity. We are trying to save the human being from falling down. This is real humanity. If it is, there is meaning of humanity, we are trying to save everyone. So don't fall down. Take full advantage of this human form of life and go back to home, back to God, and be happy. This is humanity. Except this, all bhogas samma. Except this. All bhogas samma.
Yes, sir, that will be a perfect platform.
Huh?
But there's nothing like something perfect.
Huh?
They will explain that.
That is a foolishness. They are trying to go to the perfect platform, but they have no idea. What is a perfect? That is a foolishness. Why they are making advances? Advancement means there must be a goal where you will reach. But he has no goal. He does not know what is that goal. So what is the meaning of their advancement? Why are you still trying?
They want that perfection, but they want to this body instead of me. They don't want to be the
deal. This body can also be perfect. But you do not know how to make it.
Devotees are beginning more and more to the Prabhupada under your instruction to enter into politics. But the political leaders, they will claim, well, you have no experience. How do you be qualified to?
No, we have got experience. if there's a good man, he'll do, he'll act very nice. That we have got experience. Just like if a man is honest, he can trust. This is our experience. So similarly, if the leaders be good, according to this standard, then the whole human society will be happy. This is our program. We are not after the force, but we are to disclose these rascals. That all these rascals, animals, fools, they are taking the post of leader and you are suffering repeatedly, but you have no sense that how we can be happy with this Nixon and company leaders. So therefore we want to disclose this. That's all. We have no ambition. That's right. We are Brahman. We have nothing to do. But according to Vedic civilization, the Brahman must guide the Kshatriya. How to rule. So our position is to reform the politicians. We are not going to compete with them. We have no business. Neither we have time. But because people are suffering, we want everyone to be happy. Therefore, we want to reform this rascal. That is all. What we shall do, taking part in politics? That's all. But our real aim is how people will be happy. That is our real aim. So, these rascals are leading, misleading. Therefore, we want to check them. Is that all right? Is that all right?
Will this be possible to reform these leaders, Srila Prabhupada?
Well, this is, I came here alone to reform, to make God conscious, but gradually it is increasing. Although I had very little hope, but it is still now hopeful, so let us try for it. It is not that 10% people, only one, two men can understand, leading less, then the whole society will benefit. It is not that mass people will be reformed. That's why we have received one letter from one Mr. Ford family. How much he is appreciating our movement. He has paid us. So it is our duty to do. If one, two men comes out, or comes for us, then it will be successful.
That Ford boy is about to become a devotee, Prabhupada. This poor boy is about to become a devotee.
Yes. He will become devotee. Just as God is becoming devotee. So, if somebody comes in our touch and it is sincere, he will become devotee. Now this, it's not going to be sir.
So therefore, because we're not actually trying to gain the office, there need be no compromise in our preaching. Our preaching can be strictly on the platform of
oh, yeah. Always has been. Our attempt is for preaching, not for the force. If we get the force, it is all that. If we don't get, we are not disappointed. They said, even Krishna, he came to preach, Sarvanan Paritajya. Did everybody do so? Sarvadharma. So that you cannot expect. That you are preaching it because it is so sublime. It is not possible. But if one or two men excel, then you are successful.
Is that a form of preaching?
Huh?
That's a form of preaching.
Yes.
So
the ideal should be there. Just like sometimes university maintains some classes, spending thousands of dollars every month, but there is no student. Does it mean the university shall close the department? No, it must go. Even if anyone is fortunate, he will get advantage. This is
plus. Among those students, thousands of students, there are only very few who come out very good. Society.
Yeah.
But they fall out. Not everybody.
Manushpalam Kahasa, that is already spoken. Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita. At the same time, he says, Manushpalam Kahasa, Kasti Jata Visiddha, Jata Tama Visiddhyanam, Kasti Besti Mantap. Out of many millions of persons are trying to be perfect, and out of many millions of perfect, one can hardly understand me. Then why is speaking Bhagavad Gita? Actually, the formula is impossible. Nobody stands for becoming perfect, and there is no perfect, then who will understand? But still is speaking. Still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. So our endeavor should be there. Our endeavor should be, if one man can take it up, then there will be immense good for the humanity. Therefore I say this is the only humanity. This is the only human. All others bogus. They cannot become something. They are opening hospitals, but there are many millions of persons there without any hospital. And even if you give good medicine, good hospital, it's a guarantee.
But the difference is, one is working on the illusory platform.
Yeah.
And one is working on the actual platform.
Yeah, that is it. Salpam api asya dharma satrayate mahato. Therefore, little if you act in Krishna consciousness, you'll never be lost. And it will save you from the greatest danger. Salpam api asya dharma satrayate mahato. Kottam abhan, susukham kottam abhan. And whatever you have done, that is your permanent asset. It is never lost. So nowadays, the theologians do not talk of God.
Not so much.
No. That means they have failure.
They're interested in politics now.
That's why nowadays they are not talking about going to the moon planet. There is no use for one thing.
They have a bigger plan.
That is another bluff. Now the small plan they could not make successful. Now they are thinking of bigger plan. You see?
They are planning to go to Mars now.
Yes, that is another bluff. Another bluff.
The
smaller plan they could not make successful. Now they are attempting bigger plan. Because bada bada ghoya gana rasa tam betu ghoya bale kato jan. Betu ghoya is a very story. There is a river. You know, horse can swim over.
Yes.
So big stalwart horses, they wait. I mean, they washed them by the flood. So, one lean and thin horse said, can you tell me how much water is there? It is that. Bara bara bhaya bara bhaya bara bhaya bara bhaya bara bhaya. So, this rascal could not reach in the moon planet. Now, they are planning to the Mars planet, you see. And another rascal will believe that what you have done for this, it is the nearest planet.
But they say they've done everything they wanted to do with the moon.
Huh?
They said they've accomplished everything they wanted to on the moon.
So you're not successful, that's a fact.
Basically what they did is they went there and realized it's not worth anything because they're not going there.
That means you bluff again and it takes some money. That's what you
do. The public interest is flagging and they don't interest in the moon anymore. They want something more exciting. So to get the...
So that is bluffing. That is bluffing. These scientists want to be engaged and get money from the government. So they must go on glasses, otherwise how do you get money?
There was a seminar yesterday.
Yeah.
The seminar was, the title was the atmosphere of Mars. The atmosphere in Mars. They're studying now very carefully.
Yes.
So they're saying there's carbon dioxide and water.
Okay, carbon dioxide and big walls, jugular walls.
So they are hopeful that there may be some life
here. That they are hopeful of doing everything, but never success. Never. That will never become.
They do want something.
Unless they're hopeful, how that's a physician. The man is going to die. Still, he's telling me, yes, I'm hopeful. Listen, I've seen in Allahabad High Court, one man was condemned to death, and his lawyer soliciting him, don't be sorry, I'll appeal, I'll get you out. Mm-hmm. This is their business.
They do want something more exciting, so, but they don't know they want to go to the spiritual side.
They do not know what is spiritual, they do not know what is this side. What to speak of spiritual side.
For me, many theologians will say privately that they believe in God, or they want to believe in God, but they cannot speak of God to the common people because the people are so agitated they don't want to hear of God.
No, we are speaking. We are speaking to the common man. We do not hesitate. We say, here is Krishna, God.
The most active or the most powerful of the theologians, they are very, very conservative Christians. Mm-hmm. And they say, though, that if they believe in Jesus, they cannot hear of Krishna.
What? Is that actually theologian? Why they should not hear? They say, Jesus Christ says,
this is the only way.
He is the Son of God. But why not of the Father? And what is it?
They make reference to one, he supposedly said that he was the only way, that no man come to God the Father.
Yes, he accepted the only way. Take Bible, and he shall prove there is Krishna. Take Bible. Yes.
But they also quote a reference in the Bible that says no other book.
Huh? No, don't accept no other book. Take Bible, and he shall prove there is Krishna.
Hey, wonderful. Yes, he also says about the God, the Heavenly Father, who is greater than me.
Yeah. Here is Bible. Yeah. Here it is. Practically nowadays there is no Krishna. All heathens. Yes.
There is no Christians.
Because they are therefore we are purchasing so many churches. And there are so many for sale. Nobody is going to. In London, I see hundreds of churches. Nobody goes. Only the church caretaker and some one or two neighboring old women. That's all. So it is gone. The supposed Christian is now gone.
Also, Prabhupada, Christ never said himself that he is dying for their sins. But this is a letter disciples of Christ take them that Christ is dying for
Christ. Let's see how they are. They say so many things.
Jesus. In Germany, since they lost the war, everyone has become atheist.
Huh?
In Germany, because they lost the war, they all became atheists.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me. Huh?
It's better sometimes to approach a person with no religion, so but than to approach a Christian.
Yes.
The Christians are very blasphemous.
Yes, very blasphemous.
Yes.
How hard is
this? No, what is their value? When they are sunshining our sun, homosex, now they are finished. They are no value.
Almost. A greater proportion of the traditional Christians condemn homosex and abortion.
Hmm?
A good quantity of the traditional Christians, they condemn abortion and homosex.
Yes, they are good. But mostly, as you are telling me, the Pope is disgusted.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody cares for the Bible or the Pope. That is everywhere, not only Krishna. Actually, there is no religion at the present. All animals. We don't blame only the Christians. The Hindus, Muslims, everyone. The last all religion.
Actually, Prabhupada, I read in the Time magazine that Indira Gandhi, she
said to one reporter that her birth control program is not becoming successful because in Kerala, there are a lot of Catholics who are opposing this kind of process. In other words, the Hindus are approving of it, but the Catholics are rejecting it. Looks like, to some extent. She says that because the Catholics in Kerala said they are opposing the birth control program. So she says, yes, she has a trouble like that. She's completely atheistic.
Unless she becomes atheist, how can she stay in that post? She must be atheist. She may not be atheist, but for political reasons, she must become atheist. Otherwise, she cannot maintain her post. All these politicians, they are simply duplicity. Actually, they are something else, but in political post, they must show themselves as something else. This is politics.
You never said that our factories, chemical factories, and these iron factories are our temple. Those are our temple.
Nehru was a big atheist too. He opened the side.
That's first class. Now he has become a god. Yes. So astrologer. Yes. He has become a god in Sweden. A man has got two gods. Out of the two, he is one.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes. That is quite believable.
Yes, sir.
How did you know that?
It's fortunate to become a god.
The astrologers sometimes ask us, what is the position of this man, Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, Gandhi, and they say something. So he has said about Nehru like this. First of all, he was hesitating, then he said. It was spoken by one very respectable person, Sudhan Maharaj, my godbrother.
Sudhan Maharaj? Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Oh.
Similarly, also Srila Prabhupada, our soldiers said that Srila
Suppose, if he has said, how can you disbelieve it? How can you disbelieve it? That is it. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Tatha Dehantara Prapti. After giving up this body, one has to accept another body. So he has accepted another body. Because nobody can tell what body he has accepted. If the astrologer says, you have to accept it. He cannot say, no, he has not accepted dog body. He cannot give any proof. So anyone can say anything. But it is a fact that he has accepted us. That is a fact, that you cannot deny. Because it is said by Krishna, Tathadehantara Prati, Pira Satya Namayata. That you cannot deny. He has accepted another body. What kind of body? He has accepted that if you want to suggest, that is also given in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvaḥ madde tiṣṭhanti rājasā javanna gunavittiṣṭa adho gacchanti tamasā. He was in tamasic. So he has gone down to the animal kingdom. That's the fact in the Bhagavad Gita. He has gone to the animal kingdom. Now he may be tiger or dog, or that is a difference. But he has gone to the animal kingdom. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita.
He looks a little like a dog.
Adho gacchanti tamas. He was in completely tamagun.
Yes.
That's the best.
He claimed himself to be Brahman and he was eating meat.
No, he never claimed.
He never claimed.
He said, you call me Brahman, that's yours. But I do not call him. He never said.
And Mahatma Gandhi Prabhupada, he said Ram, Ram, Ram 3 times.
Yes.
Before he died.
Yes. So he'll get back. As he mentioned.
Prabhupada, are these astrologers, they're very, can we believe in them? What they say?
Oh, Sudha. No, astrology is a sign. The guy shall go to the foreign country and throughout the whole world I'll establish so many temples, so many cities.
So there's some intelligence to tell
us? No, there is calculation. This astrologer, was a very big astrologer. And when I was in the service, Dr. Bose was closely. So, Dr. Bose was treating one patient. He was vomiting blood. So, he was treating a tuberculosis. Then he could not cure it. After giving all medicines, then he asked his astrologer, this astrologer who made my hospital, so what is he, Panditji, can you tell me? So he calculated, he said, you are making wrong treatment. He has got some sore in the throat. It is not hard. And he treated your skin.
The science is so perfect.
Yes. He knew.
Who is this Dr. Bose?
There is a road.
Yes,
Dr. Tarsis from the Bose Street. You are my father.
Did you work with
Dr. Bose
too?
No, no. I work with Dr. Casey Bose. Under whose name the street is going on, Dr. Tarsis from the Bose. He's also a famous man. This boss, he was the starter of this Bengal Chemical Company. Dr. Bose was practically chemical industry.
I think that was Acharya Prabhu Chandra Rai, Srila Prabhupada. The starting of chemical industry in Bengal.
Acharya Prabhu Chandra Rai was one of the directors. And this Casey Bose was the managing director. Actually, the life was given by Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose, Bengal. But because Prabhupada Chandra Rai was a famous chemist, and he was attached to it, therefore his name became famous.
Also, you mentioned Malik family in Calcutta to be your grandparents. That is also mentioned because
One of the men was our relative. So we are staying with them, this Malik. He has no sons. So we are staying, some relatives. Therefore I was born in their family. Although there are distant relatives, but when I was, my father was staying where I was. This Mallik, they are also they. Their original title is they. This Mallik is their title.
For being in the Mohammedan church?
Yes, not hardly. Sometimes the Mohammedan used to be, just like the British government used to be titled Pat, like that. Mallik comes from the word Malik.
Malik's owner?
Yes.
Owner?
Malik, Chaudhuri, Rai, these are Mohammedan sons. Khan.
Oh, some family names, which have two family names, like Rai Chaudhuri, like Datta Gupta, how this happened.
Yes, that's right. The Mallik, that they Mallik. The original title is they, but they got the title Mallik. Similarly, there is another family, they are called Sir Mallik. The original title is Sir, but they got the title. as they, we belong to the same family. But because somehow or other, they got this tattoo. So, it is not different. But, yeah.
Some steps, right? It's some part of it. Maybe go Ganodesh Deepika, in which you, all the original Swarupa of all the devotees are given.
Yes.
So most of the Lord Chaitanya's associates were gopis from the...
Associates?
Lord Krishna.
Some of them gopis, some of them Kavaswar, some of them father, mother, like...
Bengal Sri Prabhupada, the Brahmin family like Mukherjee's and Banerjee's. I had a good man when I was in Calcutta. He was Mukherjee. So he was telling me one day that we are much more superior Brahmins than other like Chaudhuri's and Sanyals.
Yeah, but where is your superiority?
He was explaining like that.
Yeah, that's all right, but where is your superiority? You are a servant now. You are Shudra. You are not even a Brahmin. Superiority by simply explanation will not do. You must be in action. Guna karma. Superiority means guna karma. You must have the quality and you must walk in that quality.
You said a Brahma janati.
You are scientist, but after two generations, a foolish boy in your family, that we belong to the scientist family. So what is you saying like this? You must become scientist. Huh? When you are a scientist, then you are superior. Not by simply. This has still the Indian and Vedic culture. When they began to claim superiority, simply by birth, without any qualification. That killed the whole civilization.
But I think the tradition is still there, is it?
No, the tradition, what is the tradition? Tradition is here, it is proof. Chaturbandham Maya system, guna karma vibhava. The reference is given to the quality, guna and karma and action. How you can simply say that because I am born in such and such family, therefore I have also this. Because my father was high kajja, that's why I am high kajja. Is that very good logic? How you become superior? You have to prove your superiority by your qualification and actual work. This is very nice. The world is accepting like that. Somebody is coming to you to say some scientific instruction. You accept your superior in scientific knowledge, not for your birth, but for your quality and work. That is fact. So you first of all come to the platform of the quality and work. Then you claim superior.
Yes, that is foolishness.
That foolishness has killed the whole basic civilization.
I thought the same way before I became a disciple of Prabhupada.
Huh?
I thought the same way before I came
here. Yeah. We come from very respectable Brahmin family.
But I realized afterwards that I was lower than a Shudra because actually it was my duty and I rejected it.
Yes. Why we are accepting in Europe and America all them Brahmins? They are not born in Brahmin family. But why are you giving them separate prayer? Only for quality and work. That is said in Shastra. Karma is that the quality is the real platform of judging who is done and who is good. Narada says, and Sridharswami has commented upon him, the path is immediately. Quality and work is the concept. Otherwise, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can accept Haridas Thakur as Namakar.
Yeah.
Authority of the holy name. He was born in the Mohammedan family. And this Sanatana Goswami, they are rejected from Brahmin family. Because they are servant of Nawab Hussain Shah. And they adopted Muslim way of life. Their name was also changed. Gavir Khas. Sakar Mallik. This Mallik. Sakar Mallik. But, although they are born in Brahmin family, but they are rejected from the Brahmin family because they accepted service. Formerly the Brahmins are so strict. Brahmin cannot accept any service. Then he becomes Shudra. To accept service is the business of the Shudra. And it is warned in the Shastra. If the Brahmin becomes economically poor, he may act as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, not as a Shudra. Then it is quite degraded. So, Nakisha, what is his Brahmin? He's in service?
I think he's a physicist now. I think he came here about 1 year before he came.
So if he's in service, then he's Shudra.
Yes, Prabhupada.
He's Shudra. Prithajjat makam kārkum Shudra karma sabhāvaja. As soon as one accepts service of the master, immediately he's Shudra.
True Brahmins even didn't care for kings.
Yes.
They didn't care for the honor from king, or they didn't.
They would give advice to the kings, but never accept the post of the king.
So every kshatriya had to have something to manage?
Yes. There was a regular advisory committee, privy council, composed of high learned Brahmin and saintly persons.
I think people who say like this, they are jealous.
Huh?
They are jealous of the other people who are coming up higher than them. So seeing them, they are quite jealous.
Who?
These so-called Brahmins.
They must be jealous because if simply by taking birth in a Brahmin family, he can become Brahmin. And if somebody protests, then he becomes jealous. Hare Krishna. Yes. Thank you very much. Do not.
We have the genetic pain. Prabhupada did not come.
Arthritic pain, and I was bad in my leg today, and I thought better, Dr. Bork.
And that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It was so nice to see you in the morning. The whole day is very nice.
Thank you.
My Guru Maharaj wanted that the regular Varnasa qualifies. And not the monopoly of India. The challenge is formed there. No. Are you an alternative? Otherwise, how can I allow to worship the king?
If I go to some city and hold their program and advertise, but only, say, 4 or 5 people come, and yet they are interested, very interested, should that be considered successful or unsuccessful? That's what I said.
If one man comes to hear the message, I'd like to see that I have spending so much money.
Yes.
Better to call a small meeting of the learned scholars and talk with them. I'm not hopeful. Because even if we advertise, our man is not interested. Even a so-called cat shuttle. Best thing is collects up. This guy got any meetings, sir. While he should stand.